This is Lori Prox, and on the line with me here today, I have Holly Spoth-Torres and Nick Farline representing Parks and Recreation and the group Huddle that is working on the Meals Hill Master Plan, a big meeting tonight. Holly, welcome to the airwaves, and you want to tell people a little bit about what's going to be happening tonight. Reserve the time, 6 to 7:30 p.m., regarding the Meals Hill Master Plan.
Thank you, Lori, so much for having us. I'm here with Nick Farline, the Parks and Recreation Director as well. We're excited to be able to present the results of the community and stakeholder survey that we launched back on September 14th. As everyone remembers, 428 of you in Alaska took the survey. It was open for 5 weeks from September 14th through October 18th. And we're going to present the results, which are going to lay the framework and the guiding vision for the master plan for Meals Hill. So 428 people took the survey. 352 were community members here in Valdez. 76 were visitors. And then additionally, we interviewed 24 people for about an hour. 16 were community stakeholders, and 8 represented the visitor agencies or industries. So from all those interviews, it was an amazing amount of data. We were able to gather information about the significance of Meals Hill, the desired uses of Meals Hill, what people want to do there, the kind of things they want to see there, different park elements. And then any concerns people might have, we heard about that too. And I collaborated with an organization called Parks and People, and they're going to be online tonight presenting the detailed results of the survey. And then people who are at the meeting will be able to hear those results, and then we're going to start developing what we're calling guiding principles for how we're going to develop the site. So we're asking the public to give us feedback on on 5 guiding principles that we've developed. And then people will be able to ask us questions and we'll provide answers, and then we'll talk about what's next. We're going to take all this information that we've heard, including the input that we're going to get tonight at the public meeting, and we're going to start developing concepts, and we'll come back again in February to present those back to the community. So in February, we'll have more detailed maps and plans about what things could really look like.
Oh, that's exciting. So an interactive virtual public meeting tonight, 6 to 7:30. And if people want the Zoom link, it will be coming out again in KVAK's email newspaper. That'll be published at 2 o'clock. So if you get that, that's a quick link. I would imagine, Nick, that's on the City of Valdez website as well, Park and Rec?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's on our Facebook page. It's also on the Meals Hill Master Plan website that Huddle has started for us. So there's a lot of places to be able to get on there and click that Zoom link, and you'll be able to participate via typing in some questions. And if you're not able to make the Zoom link or make the Zoom meeting tonight, there will be an opportunity tomorrow. And Holly, you have to remind me.
The additional opportunity, if you can't participate tonight, is actually from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow night at the Civic Center. We'll have boards with all the same information, and of course, a mask will be required. But we understand that everybody can't always make the time that we pick, and maybe everybody doesn't have access to a virtual platform. So feel free to drop by from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m.
And if you can't make it, but you just want to check it out from the comfort of your own home or wherever you may be, maybe you're out of town, but mealshillmasterplan.com, it'll also be stored on a website, the recording of the meeting. And I know a lot of times if you register for a Zoom, that even if you miss the Zoom, that you might actually have the recording of the Zoom that you can go check out later. So depending on how that's set up. But you want to go and register for that Zoom link, or you can actually call in to participate. So that Zoom link you can find on those websites we mentioned. Do you have the number available to call in if you want to check out that Meals Hill Master Plan?
I do. You can also call into the Zoom meeting tonight by dialing 1-253-215-8782.
Can you give that to us one more time, just in case someone's, you know, driving down the road? Get a pen.
Yeah.
Here's that number for the virtual public meeting.
It's 1-253-215-8782.
And if you go to mealshillmasterplan.com, project overviews right there on the right-hand side, it says upcoming meetings. It has the call-in number as well as the webinar ID and passcode and the link to join Zoom. So everything you got, if you've got the internet, you can find that later. You don't have to write all that down. And of course, Park and Rec, all the folks at Park and Rec are great helping people figure things out if you have any questions there. Can you give us any previews? Because, you know, we're curious kind of people out here of some of the responses to the survey, or maybe just what surprised you about the survey, Holly?
So, actually, what surprised me, we tried to get an idea of how far into Meals Hill we would provide access. And what I'm talking about is vehicular access, like a car maybe. And at first I thought that more people would want a parking lot somewhere on Meals Hill because not everybody can walk to the top, right? But I think what we learned is that not that many people think it's important to provide a parking lot on Meals Hill specifically to provide more access. And I think that's great news, because I think parking lots in areas that are hard to see present challenges for Parks and Recreation to manage sometimes, whether it's plowing or safety or managing that element where you can't always see it from streets that there's a lot of activity on the streets. So that was kind of good news to hear, I think, that there was more alignment on that issue than I had originally thought. But then there's things that are maybe very straightforward, like the kind of desired uses that people want are hiking, nature viewing, wildlife viewing. So it's really about being outdoors, close to home, access to nature, connection to other trails. So I think we're working toward confirming that there, you know, not everybody in Valdez is going to agree on everything, right? But I think we're honing in on where there is consensus.
Those are
a few of the breadcrumbs I can give you now, but we'll have a complete report this evening.
And one of the important things to maybe recap for people is that this Meals Hill Master Plan is part of a grant, and it does have some strings attached. So if someone did come up with the idea of we want the world's largest Ferris wheel, that's not really an option. There are some limitations to this land, so it might be appropriate to maybe let people know what the intent is for this project and what some of the parameters are in case they missed the earlier interview and information.
Yeah, absolutely. We're assuming that this is going to be the first time many people are hearing from us about this project. Although they probably have taken the survey, this is the first time they're going to have a presentation about the project. So we'll go into detail about what is called a conservation easement on the property that protects the parcel for habitat and nature viewing and passive recreation in perpetuity. And Nick and the city of Valdez worked on that conservation easement with the Great Land Trust. And it's funded by a grant, and it's the first conservation easement in Valdez that the Great Land Trust has worked on. So it's an exciting opportunity for the city to be able to acquire a parcel of this size and of this significance right in your downtown core.
All right. And right now, we don't necessarily always have that much to look forward to, but I'm looking on the website. It's pretty exciting because it says, you know, it's got the different stages in the schedule for the Meals Hill Master Plan. And it says June 2021 approve, permitting and construction beginning June 2021. 2021. So, hey, there's something on our calendar of events that's scheduled to happen, and we're working toward it now with these virtual meetings and such. So that's first off, just very exciting to see something on a calendar moving along. So the different steps are moving right along on schedule, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're right on schedule. And so we're here now, and, you know, I call this the vision, goals, and guiding principles time. And back in February, we're going to come back with actual concepts on maps. We might have two, we might have three. And it's kind of our check-in to say, hey, what do you think about this? And maybe present different options, like, should the trail go here, or should the trail go there, or should the trail be this wide, or should it be this wide? So we'll have those sort of discussions in February. And then in April, we'll come back one more time to present the final draft master plan that then will go through a full public review comment period. And that's the document. Based on all the public input we get in April, then we'll start moving that through the official public approval processes.
All right. But it's nice to see that there's a date set for city council approval and then actual project build time, because a lot of times when you have surveys and such, you don't know what the end date is, but there are definitely projected dates and a project that is slated to happen.
So yep.
Yep,
it's exciting. And part of this project will, once we figure out what's going to happen, is we will start identifying different phases of improvement. So, you know, there are certain things that I call the low-hanging fruit, right, that can probably happen before others. And those sorts of projects are the first ones we'll tackle this coming summer. And I don't know what those are yet, but you know how it is. When you have a big project in front of you, you start breaking it up into smaller bites, and that's what we'll do first, is the smaller bites.
All right. Well, tonight, 6 to 7:30 p.m., Meals Hill Master Plan. This is going to be an interactive virtual public meeting with the project team, presenting the background survey results, draft vision statements, and everyone can be a part of that planning process, because there will be feedback and questions welcome. Sometimes you learn a lot with the questions. The Zoom link available at Park and Rec Facebook page on their website. It's also in KVAK's email newspaper coming out at 2. And then there are options if you can't make that meeting. If you want to check out more info, mealshillmasterplan.com has a lot of great stuff. And then Tuesday, for folks who maybe don't have internet or would like to speak with members of the project team, that can happen 5 to 6 on Tuesday at the Civic Center. So lots of options to get involved. And I'm sure you've got a lot to do to prepare for that meeting. So Nick, and I know you've got a meeting to run off to, but thank you so much for giving us some insight, and hopefully folks will log on tonight for that meeting and check it out perhaps tomorrow in person and get the ball rolling. I'm excited to see the results.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, and it's great to have Holly down here in Valdez and on the line with us. And I'd like to kick in just one more thing, is that both Parks and People and Huddle will be giving a brief update to City Council Tuesday night at 7. So if nobody can make any of the other options, they can kind of join in on the City Council meeting and listen to an update that Parks and People and Huddle are going to present to the City Council.
All right, lots of options. Thanks a lot for joining us. Enjoy a little bit of that sunshine before that meeting tonight.